What's up, Missions fans? I'm Brian Yanselson here back at Wolf Stadium, and I'm joined by Missions reliever Ryan Auk. Ryan, yesterday, another scoreless inning. You've been pitching super well as of late, so I just want to ask you, how have you been feeling out there?
Oh, pretty good. You know, just tinkering things in the bullpen, working on stuff off the field, and just trying to apply it every outing, just build on each outing, see what I can make better each time, see what went wrong on some not-so-great outings, and just kind of adjust and stay fluid with that.
If I'm not mistaken, you're working on a new pitch. You're throwing a splitter now. Is that
correct? I am, yeah. That's every once in a while I'll throw it. I think I've only thrown it 5 times now, but it's kind of just getting comfortable with it, throwing in pregame in the bullpens and even during the warm-ups, during the innings, just to feel it like at a game intensity and just get more comfortable with it as it goes.
Where'd that desire to start throwing it come from?
Honestly, just toying around with it in catch play and then just kind of throwing it with a little more intent, thinking, hey, that's actually not that bad, and then just transition it to throwing it on the mound, throwing it at game intensity, and then finally throwing it to a hitter. So yeah.
Is there anyone that you saw or you talked to that was like, hey, a splitter might be a good idea, that encouraged you, or just something you thought about?
No, I know it's one of the like pitches that's coming up in the MLB, just like how the sweeper was a couple years ago. It seems like it's sinker, sweeper, now splitter almost, and just seeing if that could add any depth to just a different view of fastball, changeup, and just getting something that goes down.
Do you think you, in theory, would you throw it alongside the changeup, or could you see it replacing the
changeup? Yeah, alongside. I actually threw one yesterday, bounced it, but no, I use it as a different pitch. I still use my changeup, and just they're just kind of different profiles where the changeup kind of fades away, whereas the splitter kind of bites more straight down. So as long as they look different, I think it makes sense to keep throwing both.
Well, we'll keep an eye on it, and I want to talk to you about, I know it's a few days now, but in Wichita, you came into a super difficult situation. You picked up your first win because you came in with the bases loaded, literally in the middle of an at-bat when Braden Nett had to leave the game. How do you do that to get ready? I mean, I know you were warming, but you just had to come in unexpectedly and you did the job. How are you able to do that?
Oh, I mean, it's really just a mentality. It's going up there, and I mean, with Nett getting that guy 0-2, it gave me a much better advantage coming in and just kind of keeping that mentality to stay on the attack. And even if you fall behind in a count like I did with that second batter of the inning, just at that point wanting him to just force and put it in play no matter how hard he hits it, and just trust the fielders behind you to make a play.
Don't you wish you could start every batter 0-2?
Yep, I do. That would be nice. Be a little unfair, but it'd be fun.
Maybe we can work something out. New rule change. I'm in.
Need a pitcher friendly rule.
Yeah, there you go. Well, in general, you've now been in AA about a year, a little more than a year. What do you feel like you've learned the most at this point, at this level?
Just being able to trust every pitch that you throw. All the hitters here are very, very good. They know their approach. They know your approach. They study you, and just being able to trust your stuff over them. And sometimes they get you, and then sometimes you get them back. It's a long season. You face the same guys a lot. And just being able to mix and match and keep them on their toes to kind of just trust your guys behind you, make them put it in play. If you get in the advantage counts, put them away. But yeah, just really stay on the attack.
What's your biggest goal for the rest of this season?
Just finish out the year strong, stay healthy, win the second half, go to the playoffs, win the Texas League.
Sounds like a plan to me. Yeah. Ryan Auk, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, not a problem.
Stu, back to you.